from KQED.
The better news coming out of the weekend is that firefighters were able to make substantial progress in containing the wildfires. The once widespread Tubbs Fire is now 70% contained. The Atlas Fire is 68% contained. The Nuns Fire, which is actually a merging of fires near Highway 12 north of Glen Ellen, is 50% contained. But what's the science behind figuring out exactly how contained a wildfire is? KQED's Lindsay Hoshaw took a crack at that one.
When a fire breaks out, the goal is to go from 0% containment to 100% contained. But what does that containment actually mean?
Containment means that there's some type of barrier between the area that has been burned, which we call the black, and an area that has not been burned, which we refer to as the green.
That's CAL FIRE Public Information Officer Jamie Williams. The percent of fire that's contained means how much of the perimeter of the fire is surrounded by this barrier that prevents it from spreading. So for a fire whose perimeter is 10 miles around, if firefighters create a 5-mile-long dirt area around the fire is 50% contained. To create a barrier, fires will lay a synthetic hose around the fire, periodically spraying the area. That's called a hose line. Or they'll dig a dirt path with shovels or a bulldozer.
And they basically scrape the top layer of the grass off to leave bare mineral soil. That way the fire stops because there's nothing to burn.
But that doesn't mean the fire won't spread beyond the containment line.
Generally, we know that fires spread with the wind.
Craig Clements oversees the Fire Weather Research Laboratory at San Jose State University. The winds last Sunday night when the fire first spread were historic, up to 75 miles an hour in some areas. When the winds pick up, they can cause spot fires, where an ember flies up and starts another new fire nearby.
What's so dangerous about spot fires is that the embers can be transported miles downwind from the main fire front.
And then a fire could go from 50% contained to 20% contained.
Once you get spot fires, it's like doubling that rate of spread because now you have a fire starting much farther downwind than the initial fire front.
After fires contained, there's still a lot of work to do. A contained fire can still be burning inside the perimeter, and firefighters need to burn out any unburned vegetation inside the containment line and cool down any remaining hot spots that could threaten to reignite the blaze. That work could take weeks. I'm Lindsay Hoshaw, KQED News.